Well, when you talk about bass boats and running motors and bass boats and a combination of them, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that have had a lot of experience with different boat companies and different outboards. But with me today is Marty Stone. And Marty, you know, you've kind of settled in after, you know, many, many other opportunities with other boat companies and other motors. You've settled into Bass Cat and Mercury. And I mean, I got to ask you now, how in today's tournament fishing, you're fishing a lot of big bodies of water. You know, you have some places you really want to get in tight areas and some of that kind of stuff. How's Bass Cat and Mercury working for you right now?
Well, the first year I ever run them, I mean, it was I was running up angle of the year. That was the very first year, so I was obviously very comfortable with both the equipment, the motor that we have out now, and the boat itself. And I'm going to tell you, the boat is what's impressed me the most, and here's why. I've never been with a boat company that seems like pays as much attention to detail. There's a lot of good boats out there. But the things that separate them now is attention to detail. It's the small things. I mean, it's the small things like the wheels and the trailers are an inch bigger. The detached tongue, instead of one contact point, there's two. Instead of plastic battery trays, we have aluminum fixed battery trays. Instead of a plastic piece in the drainage, right there in the boat where the passenger and the driver sits, it's an aluminum plate. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just the little things that separate them. And I think the proof's in the pudding there. I mean, they've been awarded now 2 years running. It's the first 2 years they ever entered highest overall customer satisfaction with J.D. Power's award, and that's huge.
Well, you know, Rick Pierce and his dad, Ron, of course, and the whole Pierce family, this is 35 years that they've been in business. And a lot of people don't understand that a lot of the innovation in bass boats came from Bass Cat. I mean, recessed foot pedal. You can go on and on about all the things that the Pierce family has added to the bass boat market to make them either more ergonomic, better seating, all those kind of things, and Bass Cat's been a leader there.
Yeah, I talk to Rick all the time, and sometimes he gets frustrated about how different boat companies have copied some of the things he's done. I have to keep on reminding him that the greatest form of flattery is imitation, and that's absolutely what's happened with that company. But he's also realized, too, if it's a great thing that they've created, then let the other boat companies have a shot at it, because then we're just making the industry better and stronger.
Well, and it's all about that right now. You know, our industry continues to grow. You guys with the Elite Series have seen some great things this year, and Bass has done a great job with that. But you look at now the innovation in our sport, you know, with the bass boats where they're going. You know, this year in particular, I want to mention that Bass Cat's going to bring the Pantera 2 back, and this after 35-year anniversary, that's got to be kind of neat for a lot of people. They're only going to do a certain number of them. And then, you know, with the motor combination now, with Mercury on your boat, you've got to be happy with that performance as well, and that seems to be working out pretty well.
You know, back when we first started all this new technology and we got away from the carburetor, all motor companies went through a learning curve. Unfortunately, in my opinion, some of the motor companies, when they were having problems, never would admit to it. And that's one thing I give Mercury. Back in the early 2000s, they were having some troubles with the optics, and they admitted it. They never backed down from it, but what they did is they admit their mistakes, they learn from their mistakes, and now we have the product that we have today, which is absolutely one of the most reliable and strongest motors I've ever had on my boat. I was fortunate this year at the dealer meeting we had at Bass Cat. I not only saw the new P2, I also got to run one of my Pumas with the new Pro XS that we're going to have, the 250. We've taken that motor, because there's such a demand, and we've taken it out of the racing division, and now we're going to have it actually as a stock product, something that's going to go through the production line. That's one of the most phenomenal motors I've ever had on the back of my boat. And it just makes my job at the end of the day a whole lot easier. If I've got a boat, I don't have to worry about things breaking down and small things happening that shouldn't be happening. I have a motor when I'm getting ready to make a 70-mile run that I know is going to get me there and back. I can fish at a whole lot bigger peace of mind, and my results usually show.
Well, you know, all these companies now have done a great job of having service trailers and all that kind of stuff, but in reality, you hit the nail on the head. It's not about using that service trailer. You're trying to use it only in emergencies, and if you don't have to use it, that's really a testament to what you have there in the way of product.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you come to one of our tournaments, you'll find out real quick who's got the best product, but you also got to keep in proportion. I mean, if you see three guys at the Mercury trailer and three guys at the Yamaha and five guys at the Evinrude trailer, you know, remember, 75 of us probably run black motors and the others are scattered out. So keep in proportion. 3 out of 75 showed up today to get a spark plug tightened or change some lower unit grease or things like that. I mean, if we're not careful, our guys at the Mercury trailer get pretty lonely right now, because that's how good the motor is.
Well, let's go back to Basscat a little bit. You know, 35 years they've been in business, and, you know, you've been with them the last several, and you look at that sponsorship thing, and, you know, it's a small company. I mean, when you look at Basscat, they're not, you know, a giant boat company. They're family-owned and have been in business for a long, long time because they do things right. But you also have to look at it from a business perspective, and this has to be something I would think you have to feel comfortable with to be a part of.
Terry, the thing with me is I've been fortunate. I've been some really good companies out there and some really good people. But what I got into is I'm with a small company. Now I'm a small fish with a small company, and it's just home. This is the first time I've ever had a relationship with a boat company where the guy that I work for has become one of my better friends. We talk two or three times a week, and so many of the times it's not about boats. It's about, you know, his son running track or one of his other sons playing baseball or my son going hunting with me or my son, you know, just experiencing kid pitch baseball. It's really neat to have that family type atmosphere, and I think a lot of people don't realize they're the oldest single owned boat company in the business now. They've never been bought, sold, bankrupt, anything. That shows 35 years. When you put 35 years, we almost need to emphasize it's been under one group, and that shows how financially sound they are, how smart they are in the business world, and how responsible they are to bring product to the marketplace that their customers want.
Well, I've had the experience to go through the plant with Rick, and I can tell you it's kind of a unique experience because he walks through and wants every product that comes out of there. He doesn't want a Phillips screw that has a burr on it. He doesn't want any of the things not to be perfect, and he marks those things and makes sure that those craftsmen there have to check them and make sure that they're accurate and you don't have those little things. When you're spending the kind of money we've got to spend now on a bass boat, that's critical. It's that fit and finish.
You know, I get on him all the time. If Rick Pearson, he'll shoot me for saying this on the radio. If he has a fault, and we all have many, and I have a hard time finding one with him, but it's his micromanaging of the company. What I mean by that, there's not a boat that doesn't go out of that company his hand probably hadn't touched at one point in time during production. But that's the key to their success. He cares about each individual boat. He looks at each individual boat. He's there paying attention to detail to each individual boat. And the people that work there see his commitment to quality, and that kind of commitment's contagious. And it goes back to the J.D. Powers Award. I mean, you can't buy those. You have to earn them. And they were awarded those things 2 years running. I mean, this year, too, they had the highest overall customer satisfaction of any boat group, and that's never been done in the history of bass boats before. That's huge. And that shows his attention to detail, his attention to quality that spread throughout the plant.
Well, Marty, last year, you know, you finished second in the Angler of the Year. This year, not as good a year as you'd like to have, but you stayed in there, you know, you kept grinding away, and now you're probably preparing again for the January events, getting ready for the Elite Series again.
You know, I had a tough start this year, and it was my own fault. I tried to improve on some equipment, and I didn't have everything quite dialed in. We're always looking for an extra edge out here, and I actually went a couple steps backwards. But if you look at my finishes toward the end of the year, I think I checked like 6 out of 7 tournaments. I got everything figured out. I got everything balanced. I got back fishing the way that I'm used to fishing. And I'm taking a little time off. I mean, I'm absolutely enjoying it. We're moving into a house. I'm out here playing, as some of my buddies call it, our little deer farm that we have out here. So I'm sort of unwinding a little bit. But, yeah, I'm already looking forward to next year's schedule. It's going to be as good as this year's was. I mean, the lakes that we've got, the times of year we're going to, we're going to hit some places prime time again.
Well, it's funny because I catch you guys on tractors, brush hogging, you know, out in a deer stand, you know, wherever it may be, eating in a restaurant. And this time I caught you, you were out cutting some weeds down, getting ready for that deer season. And I know you and your son absolutely love to do that.
I do. That's some quality time that him and I get to spend together that I wouldn't trade for no amount of money in the world. And it's nice. And I've got a 3-year-old daughter, too, who probably this year will get to sit in a deer stand with me some as well. And it's just, it's really a family experience. My wife realizes that she goes from being a fishing widow to a hunting widow, but she tolerates it. We're only about 10 minutes from the house, but the difference is here, at least every night I can sleep in my own bed. But, you know, I'm also staying pretty active. I worked last weekend. I was in Chicago and Detroit doing a Bass Pro Shop, a little re-grand opening they've got. I've got another one in Macon, Georgia, not this weekend but next. And then I'll be up in Connecticut in November working with Motor Guide and the Mercury folks. So it's not all play. I mean, you know, we have the downtime, but, you know, we have to do some things for sponsors as well, which is a great time. I mean, it's a great time to be able to give back as well. I love the shows that are around non-fishing season, because I can go there and I can give back to the fans and the people who are not worried about having to re-spool lines or go catch another fish or what we're going to do the next day. When we get there, we can truly educate about the product that we use, and we can truly enjoy the company that we have with these people and give them more time than we normally would.
Well, Marty, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and look forward to having a new Elite Series for you guys and the fun that will be had there.
Thanks a bunch, Terry. I hope you guys have a great day.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.